I'm Tracy Seifers. I'm registrar here at Shepherd University, but I'm also a chapter coordinator for this branch of Team River Runner at Shepherd University.
And Team River Runner came back a champion.
We did for the second year in a row. Team River Runner as a national organization hosts a number of regional and national kayak football tournaments for its veteran participants. And kayak football is quite an experience. if you can imagine the basic rules of football, but in kayaks with paddles. And it's very exciting. And they do it both to engage the competitive energies of our veterans, but also as a way really of extending the therapeutic good of kayaking.
Now introduce yourself.
Dave Kersey. I'm going on 13 years Maryland National Guard and still serving, staff sergeant. I'm a whitewater paddler in the Harpers Ferry area.
So looking forward, talk a little bit about the fact that you're going to go to the championship.
You know, it'd just be great to go. And it's talk of the basin. It's supposed to be something, just a huge area of water.
It's a huge lake.
There's spectators on the side cheering you on, like the public and whatnot.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was in Ohio. Preston was at Ohio last year.
We played on a big lake, and all the people that lived on the lake brought their kayaks out, and then eventually pontoon boats showed up, and there was a big party on both sides and watching the kayak football games.
Wow.
So we actually got second in that tournament.
So what's your name?
Preston Jameson.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Nelson McLaughlin. It's the first time I ever played kayak football. Everyone was very friendly. We won the championship, and so that was the best part of it. But it was learning something new, and it got out, and I met a couple new people that I didn't know. And it's something that I'll definitely do again.
Oh, yes. I actually had a blast down there. First time I'd ever been to Walter Reed, ever saw anything around Bethesda, and it was an overall enjoyable experience. Got to help and see other vets, and just you couldn't tell that, honestly, I couldn't tell that they had any, it was just everybody out there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a judgment-free zone. Everybody was there for one purpose, and that was to have a good time. And it was a nice, friendly competition amongst the teams.
You must be proud of winning the championship.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I don't know how to describe it. You know, I mean, growing up, I played a lot of sports and everything like that. And I've always been competitive by nature. And so I've won a few championships throughout my life. But this one was a little bit different because it wasn't all about winning it. It was also about supporting the other people. I think the part about all of it that hit me the most is I'm about to turn 32, and I joined the military at 18, and the part that hit me the most is watching those gentlemen walking around with only one leg or, you know, only having one arm, and that's the part that hit me the most because they didn't look a day over 12, even though obviously they're, you know, but most of them are probably only right around 20 years old. And so to see them get out there and do it and have that opportunity and, you know, and to have a smile on their face, you know, that was just as important, if not more, than actually winning the championship.
My name is Matthew Bucklitz. I'm an Army vet. I'm a student here at Shepherd. I'm actually the secretary and treasurer of the veterans organization here on campus. Just to add what he was saying, as the people that out there that were playing with prosthetics, they had a... And, like, it was just a blast, like, because they were out there, and it was really empowering because they weren't letting what had happened in the past affect them today. They were moving forward with their lives as opposed to dwelling on what happened. I basically took away from it that no matter what, you can always bounce back. They were finding a ways to adapt and overcome, and that's one of the primary things we learned in the military.